This festival and concert season will be all about the boots, and Tecovas is your first stop for festival style. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. Plus, their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. Stop by your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, and shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience quite like it. If you can't make it into the store, just visit tecovas.com. That's TECOVAS.com. They offer free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges. Go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Guys, welcome to a very special episode of TFL Talking Trucks, because we're talking about an all-new vehicle on this episode, and it's all about the new 2022 Ford F-150 Lightning, the new all-electric truck. And on this episode, I have one of the team members on the truck, on the project, Dapo from Ford. Dapo, can you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, so name's Dapo Adewusi, like you mentioned. I'm the vehicle engineering manager, so I've been on the program for 2 to 3 years since we started. I've been at Ford for 21 years and spent my career on trucks, Super Duty, F-150, Navigator Expedition, but been at Ford, have a lot of truck history.
So this all-electric project was started, 2 to 3 years ago? Tell me about the genesis and introduce the truck, please.
Yeah, so the Lightning is Ford's truck of the future, right? It showcases a lot of things that come from Ford, a lot of new technology like the intelligent backup power, intelligent range estimates. It builds on 44 years plus of basically built Ford truck leadership, right? So it has basically an underpinning of what we've done with F-Series, whether it be Super Duty or F-150. This is basically the next generation of Ford trucks.
Well, so the Lightning is... it's good. Let's talk about what it looks at. And it's a crew cab, short bed, and it has a same form factor as a standard, F-150 crew cab. Is that correct?
Yeah, that is correct. The truck is a crew cab, short box, right? We know about 80% of trucks we sell are crew cab short box. So we know that's what our customer wants. The design is distinct and different, but it's still a F-150.
Yeah, definitely. If you look at the LED lights and the signature of the truck, you know it's unique.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
So on this podcast, I would like to go a little bit deeper and talk about some of the, models and variants of this upcoming Lightning, talk about all the specs we can, right? And cover the specifications as much as we can. So talk to me a little bit about, let's talk about the chassis and powertrain first.
Yeah, so the frame's all new. The underpinning architecture's all new. The stuff that's truly based on the current truck is really just the doors and the bed inner. To keep those common. But the motors are inboard, right? So we're 4x4 full time on all variants, right? We have an extended range battery and a standard range battery. We have a new suspension architecture in the rear. So it's basically an IRS system, which improves basically the ride of the truck is phenomenal, right? It allows us to also tow within the range of Ford trucks out there, and also haul what the customer needs. So it's basically a step beyond what we currently have. It's very refined within the architecture. Okay.
So let's unpack that a little bit. So you're saying that the Lightning frame is unique. So it's not like you could take an F-150 frame and kind of interchange them. Is that correct?
That is correct, right? We've come up with a frame that needs to accommodate the battery, right? I mean, on a gas product, you have a drive shaft, exhaust, and fuel tanks. You don't have that on the BEV, right? So it accommodates the battery, accommodates the motors, and needs to also meet the safety standards that the public has come to know from Ford. So that frame is designed to meet all those standards.
All right. So you mentioned two battery choices. So standard, and I believe the rating is on the standard battery is about 230 miles of range, correct?
That's correct.
And then the extended battery, 300 miles of range. And these are kind of EPA standard estimates, correct?
That is correct.
And then let's talk about the motors. So there's one motor in the front and one in the rear, like you said. Are they identical, or how does the power, I guess, what are the ratings, some of the ratings on these motors?
Yeah, so to answer your question, yeah, the motors in the front and rear are identical. The max power output is targeted at 563 horsepower and 775 foot-pounds of pound-feet of torque. It's about a 50-50 performance split, but yes.
So the power output is kind of divided equally. Is that fair to say?
That's fair to say.
Okay. And I also heard that the gear ratios, I mean, I'm used to talk about transmissions, right?
I know.
but there's no transmission here. So how does that work? Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah. So basically, yeah, you don't have the gearing that you're used to on a gas product, right? But you do have a final drive ratio from front to rear, which is slightly different. The exact numbers I don't have on top of my head, but yeah, you're right. I mean, you step on the gas and boom, you get the near instant power and the truck moves. So it is a surreal experience to drive a product that everyone's used to shift in and the engine screaming at you, but that's not present in this vehicle.
All right. And you said maximum power of 563 mm-hmm. Horsepower. That's for the extended range, correct?
That is correct.
And then the power is going to be a little bit lower on the standard?
On the standard, that's correct. The standard utilizes similar motors, but the battery obviously it's lower capacity. So the max power output is targeted at 426, same amount of torque.
Well, but by current standards, I mean, 426 horsepower, it's still a lot. I mean, your current F-150 hybrid has approximately the same amount of horsepower.
That's correct.
Okay, so that's pretty interesting. So maximum acceleration, because people love to, I guess, to hear about acceleration times as far as, because electric vehicles are, you know, instantaneous in power delivery and quick. So, and you're quoting about mid 4 second range?
Yeah, for the extended battery, yeah, we're targeting mid 4 seconds. And for the standard battery, it's basically approximately 5 seconds as a 0 to 60 target.
That's still,
truly impressive.
It's very quick for a truck, no matter what.
That is correct.
So I know a lot of people are looking at the name, right? And the Lightning name comes from the performance Ford trucks of the past. So if you're talking about mid 4 second acceleration, 0 to 60s, I think that's performance also.
Yes. Yeah. This is truly the fastest F-150 we've ever developed.
That's very interesting. Okay, so let's move on. So I mean, obviously we can see the design is unique. You have kind of LED unique, you know, front end and the rear, the tailgate as well. Let's dig a little deeper. Let's talk about before we get to the cab, in the front, you have a storage compartment now.
Yes, we have a frunk, the Mega Power frunk. Right. So that is obviously that's unique to the F-150 Lightning. So just to give you a little more detail about the frunk, right? It has a load capacity of about 400 pounds. The volume is about 400 liters. So it's massive, right? It allows you to carry two golf clubs bags. You can also carry a medium sized check-in and two carry-ons, right? You have tie downs to secure your luggage. You have a divider, a cubby where you can put drinks and ice, right? It's a platform for, you can use for work, you can use for play. It also has the great feature that everyone's come to love on the current gas product, the ProPower on board. We have also that capability in the front.
I guess, with the grill partially, right?
Yeah.
So it kind of opens with the grill.
Yeah, so think about it as your tailgate or your lift gate that you have on SUVs, right, in the front. So you can open it with a button. You can open it with your phone, key fob, or in the vehicle with physical buttons or through the HMI or center panel screen.
Okay. And you mentioned power export. All right. So your current F-150 hybrid has inverter generator system, right? And the maximum is 7.2 kilowatt output. Now this Lightning truck in the maximum configuration, it goes to 9.6 kilowatt output. Is that because there is a separate in the front and the rear, or how does that work?
So to your point, we do have a max of 9.6 kilowatts, right? So we have the similar 7.2 available in the rear, like you have in the hybrid. Then we have an incremental 2.4 kilowatts in the front, right? The circuits are independent. So if you're tailgating, or front gating, right, in the front of the vehicle,
yes,
and you choose to maybe power another side in the rear, you can do those independent, right? Then you also have outlets in the truck itself that the customer can also control within the cab. It's a lot of power, right? It's, you have to think about, what can I run with 9.6 kilowatts? You'll run out of ideas real quick, and the truck still has more capability in reserve.
Yeah, I got you. So I guess, and also you have the high amperage. Is that like 30 amp outlets as well?
Yeah, you have the 110 volts or 120 volts, 20 amp outlets. Then you have the 220, 240, 30 amp outlets.
Okay, so kind of similar to what the F-150 hybrid offers.
Correct. But you have the 30 amp outlet is in the rear, but the front is really focused on the 110 outlets and USBs. You also have that.
I gotcha. So, I mean, plenty of places to plug in.
Correct.
Next up, I want to talk about payload and towing. We kind of alluded to it already, but I want to talk about some of the specs and also some of the differences where different, towing packages are concerned, because I know people are probably wondering, this is a truck, you know, it needs to do some useful work as well. And also when we talk about it, let's talk about the independent suspension in the back as well, or the suspension system.
Mm-hmm.
Let's start with payload.
So the targeted max payload on the standard variant is 2,000 pounds, right? Which basically a ton. Those numbers are within the range of what we sell today on F-150. And we've ensured that even with the independent rear suspension, it's just as capable as the current live axle truck. So it can haul, and then you get the improved ride and handling.
And then let's talk about towing capability.
So the standard variant starts at 5,000 pounds. Then you can opt for a max towing package that could get you around 7,700, right? Then on the extended range, the max capability is 10K. So you have you start from 5 all the way up to 10. And those numbers are also in line with what we sell today, right? So it's not, as some people think, oh, did you dumb down the BEV? No, it's just as capable as what we have out there today. And the 10K number is actually a number that most people tow 10 or less, right? But if you choose to tow more, we have that offering in other F-150 lines.
Talk a little bit more, because I noticed by looking at the gauges, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the digital gauge cluster, for example, you have two interesting temperature gauges. You have kind of like the battery pack temperature that you're communicating there, and also, I guess, the motor temperature. Yes. And I haven't seen much of that in other electric vehicles, but obviously that's important for a truck.
Yeah. I mean, we know, like on the gas product, right, where you have an engine, you have turbo, right? We show those gauges. So people that want to know what's going on with their product, right? Or if there's an instance that something occurs and you want to know what happened, right? So you have those gauges today. But on a battery electric, there's really not that much moving, right? You got a battery, you got a motor. So we think it's important to also provide that same level of information to our customers if they just want to know how is everything operating, right? Or if something occurs, those gauges also tell you what's going on. So that's the intent of the gauges.
Yeah, that's very interesting because I mean it's very important. You know, let's say you're towing a heavy trailer, right, and you're working the vehicle. Mm-hmm. It's really good, at least you know from my perspective, to understand exactly how much heat am I building, you know, and how am I affecting the vehicle, right? And that's very important.
Correct, and know that we as Ford, right, we've tested this truck on in various different areas, just like we do on the gas truck, right, whether it's steep grades, extreme cold, extreme hot. The truck is truly capable, right? Those gauges are just there to make sure you know everything's operating as intended.
Okay, and I think a lot of people are probably wondering, how does towing or hauling a payload, let's say near the maximum payloads, affect your range? We've towed with some electric vehicles in the past, and we saw, similarly to a gas vehicle, the range goes down quite dramatically. Sometimes the range when towing in an electric vehicle like a Tesla Model X was about one third of its maximum range. Do you have any estimates for that right now?
So those estimates I can't provide yet since we're still in the midst of development. But to your point, right, it's just like you draw a parallel to a gas, right? If your gas starts with 400 miles, full tank of gas, when you pull a trailer on it, the range will drop. The same with the electric truck. That also occurs. But the key thing that we've done at Ford is we have a feature called intelligence range, right? And then with other technical features that we've added to the truck, like the onboard skills that actually lets you know what your load is in the bed, smart hitch that lets you know how much tongue load do I have on the vehicle, then also cloud data that the vehicle knows based on a pre-planned trips or your current situation, what is the ambient temperature? What is the grade? What exactly is the truck doing as far as energy consumption? And that actually tells you your true range status. And in conjunction with Power My Trip, the truck is actively monitoring you to the nearest charge station. So if you, for instance, get to a point where you need to charge, the vehicle will alert you and route you to the charge station.
Yeah, let's talk about charging a little bit because I know there are several options on chargers, mm-hmm. right? And do you have some of those numbers as far as some of the kilowatt charger capability and also the times it takes?
So I can give you just high level and I maybe send you more details after this discussion. But we have, you can either use a Ford mobile charger that's up to capable to 32 amps. You can use a 48 amp system to charge the vehicle or an 80 amp system.
Yeah, and I was also, I'm looking at the spec sheet also. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there's different levels, like mm-hmm. level one, level two, and then fast charging, right?
No, that's correct. Sorry, what I went through was the in-house charging. I should have added also it is capable of the level one, level two, level three charging.
Yeah, so what you're doing basically is providing kind of, I mean, your own solution. I mean, obviously the truck has the chargers on board, either mm-hmm. one or two. And then you provide some of your own solutions that you can install at your home, for example, right? If you want those faster speeds for charging. But then you also have 150 kilowatt fast charge capability.
That's correct.
Okay. And if you want more specifications, if you're watching this podcast or listening to the podcast, we also have all the specifications on tfltruck.com. So you can check it out on the website, obviously, and look at some of those. On fast charging speeds, obviously, is important, right? Because especially if you're on the trip and you need to get, you know, kind of refilled pretty quickly, I guess, you know, that's very important. So let's go on the inside and I understand there are going to be at least four different trim levels? Is that fair to say?
Yeah. So yeah, we start with a commercial trim all the way to a platinum.
So commercial, XLT, Lariat
and platinum.
And platinum.
Yes.
And talk to me about the starting price on this commercial truck, because that's, I think, is a pretty big story.
Yeah, we start about 39 and go upwards to about 90, 100.
So talk to me the 39,000 price, because that sounds, well, the first time I heard it, it was, you know, I was set aback because that's a quite an affordable entry into this truck.
Yeah, so the starting price is mainly focused on the commercial trim variant.
So it's kind of a basic truck Is it standard battery?
It's a basic truck, the standard battery, but it also has a full-time 4x4. It also has a Pro Power Onboard system. So a lot of the tech that I mentioned as I went through, as I answered your previous questions, is also standard on this vehicle.
Yeah, because when I was thinking about, you know, because you've had the prototype of the EV F-150 for a while now. It was shown in different stages of its development. And when we're here at TFL Truck, we're kind of considering, you know, what would be the starting price of this truck? And, you know, we were thinking of $50,000, $60,000, but to go just under $40,000, I think that was a pretty big feat to accomplish.
Yes, that's correct.
And talk about technology a little bit more. So if we go on the inside, I guess there's going to be several variants of the interior, obviously. But then on the higher trims, you also have a very similar screen, like a 15.5-inch screen, similar to the Mach-E. Is that correct?
Yeah, the high trim does have a similar screen to Mach-E, but with unique, certain areas have unique HMI. On certain features that are not present on the Mach-E that are unique to the truck.
That's very cool. And you have, you know, the latest SYNC, which is also available with the 4A system.
Yeah, so the two screen variants we have the standard 12-inch that you see on the current F-150. Then we also step up to the 15-inch. And both systems will come with SYNC 4A, similar to what you have today, with some improvements on key features like the intelligent backup. The Pro Power Onboard HMI has been revamped. The onboard scale system, the Smart Edge system, that's all present in the new SYNC system.
Yeah, that's very cool. And I also, this reminds me that on the charger section, that you also have this home mounted unit, if the customer chooses, obviously, to get it, where if you're charging from your house and your power drops out, the truck is able to seamlessly send the power back to the house, actually.
Yeah, it's basically a auto power backup for your home. That's what intelligent backup is.
Yeah, I thought that was really clever because, you know, oftentimes, you know, when I'm charging, I have an electric vehicle at home right now that my wife drives. And, you know, if the power is cut to the house, you know, you're just kind of sitting there, right? Mm-hmm. But to have that capability where it could seamlessly, if the truck has power, right, actually to send it back to the home and maybe run some of the accessories there, that's really cool.
And the truck also comes with stuff that you're known to expect on the truck, right? You have your trailer brake controller, you have features like the Pro Trailer Backup Assist that we have today. We also have, like I mentioned, the onboard scale smart hitch, then features related to the intelligent ring and power mic trip, right?
The new smart hitch capability a little bit?
So smart hitch basically measures your tongue load. It doesn't measure the trailer weight, but it will measure the tongue load. The goal there is not only to inform the customer what are they towing, are they loading it correctly, but that data also feeds into the intelligent range system to also for the vehicle to know how much energy is using to carry that load.
And you mentioned also the onboard scales, right, where basically it's a height measurement of the suspension, right? And the truck is able to estimate, you know, the load that's in it. And it's also available on some other F-150 trucks.
That's correct. The load sensors that basically measure your payload. It's like a weight scale at home.
Yeah, that's very cool. It will make my towing tests and our other reviews much easier, I hope. Well, thank you, Zappo, for giving us a little bit more detailed look at the new F-150 Lightning. And obviously, I can't wait to actually get behind the wheel. It's going to be available, or production starts in the spring of 2022, correct?
That is correct. So next year, it'll be in showrooms.
Thank you once again for joining the TFL Talking Trucks episode. And we have more information, like I said, some of the more details. So you can look at all the, I guess, power specs, weight specs, charging specs on our website as well. So you can check it out there. And we have more videos on TFL Truck channel as well. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.